I've been working in the wonderful world of guilty pleasures now for about 2 years, and for the life of me, it still batters me as to where do we stand on the actual definition of a guilty pleasure.
The guilty pleasures phenomenon is the brainchild of DJ Sean Nolan, and it celebrates all the music you know you shouldn't admit to liking, from tacky uncool acts to those number one selling artists that have simply fallen from favour. First, Sean, I think we need to have a few basic ground rules. What exactly is a guilty pleasure?
A guilty pleasure is something that is so subjective, because it's all about you and your take on music. People, their route into music is basically their founding. This is how it is built, you know, your life. You give your life over to music. If you're a music fan, it becomes the be-all and end-all. It will guide you through some of the darkest moments of your life, and it will soundtrack some of the happiest moments of your life.
Now the band is playing very slow. Once again, I'll get my coat and go. By the wall without the wind, I want to face the music at all. Please, won't somebody dance with me? Start up a romance with me. Just someone to care, someone so won't somebody dance?
dance.
You're giving into and in your formative years of discovering music, obviously the radio is such an important part of that, and you're growing up as a kid, and this is in the sort of golden, but I like to think of the golden period of pop music.
What can I tell you to make you see just what you're doing to me? If you don't get it, then I'll You're driving me insane. Gonna flip, hip, lose my grip, hip, hip. Gonna slip, hip, take a trip, hip, hip. I tell you, baby, my sweet love child, the things you're doing, girl, you drive me wild.
summer of 76 came along and punk blew open all these doors, and literally overnight people discarded record collections. And that's really where I started as my, I took that on board as my starting point for Guilty Pleasures, because I looked back to this golden period of records that were on the radio that were soundtracking my life as I was blooming from a spotty kid into an adolescent. Guilty Pleasure records have an inherent naffness about them. There is no getting away from. You know in your heart of hearts that when your mates come round after school, you're going to sort of hide certain records at the back of the record collection. You are going to put your Ramones first album at the front of it. You're going to put Blondie Plastic Letters at the front of the collection. You're going to be proud of owning the Pistols, the Clash. You're going to say, look, these are great records. And then as your mates start flicking through your record collection, they start digging further and further into the darker regions of your record collections, and they start discovering that you have a bit of a thing for Captain and Tennille and Barbra Streisand and David Essex, there's going to be questions asked. these records were huge, huge hits at the time, but because the Too Cool for School Brigade tends to rule the media, they've sort of been forgotten about. And that's really, really another part of the essence of what a guilty pleasure is.
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jamet. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born tags. So they try. Look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na, 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 na.
Sunshine, hippie chip, happy music,
the anti-cool. It's everyone letting go and just being a bit wrong.
Good tunes, something you can dance to, something you can sing along to.
Lots of cheeky monkeyness.
This is your moment, your perfect moment.
Let's go.
stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, that I need you,
need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. You know I love.
ELO recently had a disco revamped makeover.
Don't bring me down.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, but there's a reason for that. It's because these records are fantastic pop records. And that's how good these records are. Because let's not forget, Guilty Pleasures is about good records.
I enjoy them. Finished by 10:45. We'll be right back. play them because I don't hear them enough anymore. And to me, a guilty pleasure is like when I was a kid, when I was 16, and I tuned into Radio Luxembourg, or when I was 13, and you just hear brilliant records, and you'd hear them back to back. I'm trying to collect things from the 70s because I started travelling with them in the 70s. So I collect silk scarves. I got loads of them. And I actually, yesterday, I won a scarf from 1976 with 20 patches on, original patches. And I spent a stupid amount on it, but it's mine now. Yeah, and I bought a pillow the other day, United pillow. That's shit, though. It's really shit.
Save me, save me. music was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future and music of the past. To live without my music would be impossible to do. In this world of troubles, my music pulls me through.
Good night. I really enjoyed it.
I had a fantastic time.
Yeah, I'm definitely guilty of pleasure tonight.
I'm a guilty pleasures virgin.
It was good.
The dancers are amazing. The music is wicked.
Tell you what though, wise man, made a fucking mint he did.